Of course, we both said, by all means, or not at all, and Long put away his cards. And we settled down to hear what his difficulty was. It began, he said, more than a week ago, when I bicycled over to Froston, only about 5 or 6 miles to see the church. I'm very much interested in architecture, and it's got one of those pretty porches with niches and shields. I took a photograph of it, and then an old man, who was tidying up in the churchyard, came and asked if I'd care to look into the church. I said yes, and he produced a key and let me in. There wasn't much inside, but I told him it was a nice little church, and he kept it very clean. But, I said, the porch is the best part of it. We were just outside the porch then, and he said, ah, yes, that is a nice porch. And do you know, sir, what's the meaning of that coat of arms there? It was the one with the three crowns, and though I'm not much of a herald, I was able to say, yes, I thought it was the old arms of the Kingdom of East Anglia. That's right, sir, he said. And do you know the meaning of them three crowns that's on it? I said I'd no doubt it was known, but I couldn't recollect to have heard it myself. Well then, he said, for all you're a scholard, I can tell you something you don't know. Them's the three holy crowns, what was buried in the ground nearby the coast.